Good afternoon. A beautiful day in progress across interior New York and New England, with high pressure in control bringing us abundant sunshine that will last throughout the afternoon. Temperatures a little cooler than average for this time of year, but still very nice and comfortable, with highs mainly in the upper 60s to right around 70 degrees on average. As the high drifts off the eastern seaboard tonight, we'll have some clouds streaming in from the west, mainly of the high variety, well in advance of the next disturbance and an increasing southwesterly breeze. The result will be partly cloudy skies and temperatures back into the upper 40s to around 50 for overnight lows. Sunshine to start the day tomorrow, but clouds will be on the increase as that disturbance tracks through the Great Lakes and into the region. Perhaps a couple of showers out in the Mohawk Valley and in the Adirondacks by late in the day, with a better chance of showers after dark tomorrow night. It'll be milder tomorrow as well, with highs reaching into the mid-70s. That disturbance will pass through overnight Saturday night and first thing Sunday morning with scattered showers, certainly some cloud cover to start the day on Sunday. Then by Sunday, late morning, and especially in the afternoon, we'll have increasing sunshine and a northwest breeze. Somewhat cooler air, but still nice, with highs in the lower 70s. A new area of high pressure will build in for the day on Monday with abundant sunshine and highs back into the lower and middle 70s. An increasing southwesterly breeze through the middle of the week next week will increase the humidity as well, and it will feel more summer-like on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be near 80. The next front will approach on Wednesday, out ahead of the front, lower 80s, with scattered showers and thunderstorms by the end of the afternoon. Still the risk of a shower left over from this system on Thursday, and highs back into the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center has issued its last advisory on Gabrielle, which dissipated last night near the Dominican Republic. Still, heavy rainfall is a threat, and the remnants of Gabrielle is expected to produce total rainfall amounts of 2 to 4 inches over Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, with isolated maximum amounts of up to 8 inches. These rains could cause dangerous flash floods and mudslides over the mountainous terrain. Meanwhile, an upper-level system will continue to bring heavy rainfall and the possibility of severe weather to portions of the Pacific Northwest. Flash flood watches and warnings have been issued for a large part of Washington state, and the Storm Prediction Center is looking into the possibility of severe winds and hail across the northern Rockies. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Doe Lake and Spinach Lake, both in Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-70s, Boston sunny near 70, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 55. The record high, 91, set in 1983, and the record low, 38, in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 6:25 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:21 p.m., 12 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Sunny and comfortably cool today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Springfield, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and comfortably cool today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Johnstown and Gloversville, sunny and comfortably cool today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, sunny, comfortably cool today with highs right around 70. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine and comfortably cool today with highs right around 70. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, milder with a chance of showers after dark in most places and highs in the middle 70s. Showers Saturday night and first thing Sunday morning a few showers, then increasing sunshine Sunday afternoon, breezy and cooler with highs in the lower 70s. Sunny, nice on Monday, lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, more humidity Tuesday, warmer with highs around 80. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday in the lower 80s and still the risk of a shower in the mid-70s on Thursday. For WAMC, have a great weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.